spring morning is dark and misty, and a cold wind dances through blue-black clouds overhead. The meadow grass is covered with crystal dew. Ahead, in the center of the meadow's green being, stands a magnificent willow tree, lone and tall, spreading green arms to the meadow's grassy floor, as if on regal sentry duty guarding this holy meadow from intruders. Come softly to the willow. Come and sit quietly at his feet. You hear footsteps approaching swiftly, and a young maiden appears beneath the willow and falls to her knees at the base of the willow, weeping bitter tears. All is quiet, save for the wind and the weeping. Listen. Listen with your heart. You can hear the wind whisper her name. Maria. Maria. She looks up at the willow in surprise and cries out, "Who's there?" "It is I," the wind answers. "But who are you? I see no one." "I am the wind of needs, of wants, of divine desire. I am the holy breath that is your life force. I am love." "O gentle wind of love, teach me of life. I know nothing of this life I am living. I know nothing of love. Oh, please, please teach me in your gentle ways." "What is it you wish to see more clearly, Maria?" "I feel such deep love within me for so many people and for all of nature's beauty around me. Yet when I express this love, I find many run from my being. And I too run from their love. I see fear upon beloved faces, and I feel a cold hand pull clouds to cover the sun that seeks to shine for each of us. Oh, gentle wind, why? Why does this happen? Why do we run from beauty and light? Who is this demon love from whom we seek refuge?" "Maria, lie down on the meadow grass and look up to the willow. What do you see and feel?" "I see blue-black clouds racing across the sky, and I feel cold and lonely." "The clouds are not of the willow, Maria. They are separate and apart from the willow's being. What do you find within the willow's circle of green arms?" "I see willow's graceful boughs encircling me, and I feel safe and protected, warm and loved. I see willow bowing gently with the wind and softly touching the earth wherever the wind urges he do so. It's very beautiful here. Maria, it would be wise to be as the willow in your living and loving. He stands firmly in a beautiful green meadow. Let your stand in this life be firm and strong as you surround yourself with beauty. He reaches out green arms gracefully, allowing me to caress him, guiding his giving as he bows to the meadow under my weight. Be not mistaken. Love is no burden. But if Sir Willow would not bend when I bid him do so, he would surely break and deny the meadow its ecstasy and fulfillment of its longing. For all of the earth longs to blend one with another, the bird with the sky, the bee with the flower, the wind with the trees, the ocean with the shore, man with woman, heaven with earth. And this is as it should be. All of earth, including man, must be as the willow, gently reaching, bowing to all of creation as love is. O gentle wind of love, if this is so, then why is there such sorrow and confusion in this world? Life is so simple, yet we make it so complex by refusing to love. Will we ever feel peace within? Beautiful child, man has free will, and he must choose what he will give to life. Oh, that he would give the simple, pure love of a child, not reasoning why, just giving because he is life. But man takes his free will and makes complexities of the simplicities. He clings to his loved ones as possessions and therein suffocates what he longs to give life to. He seeks peace in the calm of the hurricane's eye, saying that this is love, this is truly peace. Yet the hurricane's eye is only a small portion of the experience of the storm. The whirling winds and savage rains must cleanse and purify, washing away the old, making way for the new. And so it is with love and peace. True peace is knowing that life is a storm and a calm, a growing and a resting, a birth and a death making way for a rebirth. Mario, see your free will as this gentle willow. When love winds direct and urge you to touch another meadow child, you must do so or feel the pain that resistance offers. But I feel I have little to offer, for I am but an infant in my awareness of love. Look, Mario, see that butterfly and those birds. Are they not beautiful in their being? Yet at one time they were no more than a worm in a cocoon and a shapeless mass within an egg. Yet are they any less of creation? Did the universe cast them aside as unworthy? You must never compare yourself to others, Mario. Go within and listen with your feelings. Hear your true desires, for they are divine. Fulfill your needs and supply your wants, reaching out and gently touching, as does the willow. Oh, gentle wind, what if no one wants my love? Mario, Mario, sweet child, love calls forth love. Does the earth deny the rain a resting place as it falls from the heavens? Does the wind deny a bird when he seeks flight? Do not limit love with your mind and intellect. Just feel it and ask no questions of it. For if you have doubts and fears, you are not living simply enough. Live as the willow, letting the love winds gently tiptoe through your being, caressing and holding, then softly freeing. The willow does not question why he is being loved. We simply unite and blend and sing the harmony of the universe. As the wind gazed at Maria, he saw that she had fallen asleep. He gently ran his fragrant fingers through her hair, dried her tears as he wrapped his soft arms around her. Then he ran to welcome the sun by pushing away the last